So let's just begin with a little bit about of a hakdama of what the Lima is going to be like this year, what our expectations are, what we hope to cover, and some details about Chaburos and Seder. So the hope is that we're going to cover Rov Minyan and Rov Binyan of Melacha Shabbos Halacha L'maisa. Since time doesn't allow for everything, we have to triage a little bit in terms of focusing on the more L'maisa Melacha. So my expectation, after a couple Shir of Hakdama, is to start with the Melacha of Da'ash. Excuse me. Da'ash, more relevant for Shechita, which we'll spend more time on. And more or less go on Seder Melachos as far as we get till the end, skipping things like Shnei Bati Nirin and the less Halacha L'maisa Melachos, but basically hitting most of them. Last time we did this 2 years ago, we didn't get to Mechaba Mavir, didn't get to Makaba Patish, other than passing references to Makaba Patish, where it comes up in other Melachos contexts. So aspirationally, we'll try maybe to cover that this year also and do things a little bit differently, but more or less, that's the expectation. Bishul is going to take the most time of any Melacha because it's probably the most L'maisa and there's the most to talk about. But we'll try to do things as well as we can. The hope is that we'll come away with some decent understanding of Halacha L'maisa, but working through the sugyas. Just to quote what the Mishnah Brura writes in his Hakdama to Chela Gimel, in terms of the limud of Hilchos Shabbos, so he writes, Echa achas meyasiba sasher yimna yimana laolam hayidia b'Hilchos Shabbos. One of the reasons that people tend to be lax in their knowledge of Hilchos Shabbos, he can't understand Hilchos Shabbos just by opening up a Shulchan Aruch and reading what the Mechaber writes. You have to work through the sugyas. You can't just start at the end. You have to start at the beginning and work through to the end. No one has time to sit down and learn Hilchos Shabbos properly. Especially, there's so many things that are totally b'machlokes. He sets out to give you the basis in Gemara Poskim behind what the Pesach is in Shulchan Aruch. So hopefully we'll have the time this year to focus, if you're devoting at least a full Seder every day to Hilchos Shabbos, hopefully we'll have the time to focus on what the Mishnah Brura says you really need to do in order to understand the sugyas, and that is to understand the halacha, that is to work through the sugyas through the halacha. So the expectation is that I will be sending out Mar Makomos b'makbil to every malacha and sugya that we're doing. We're not going El Seder Shulchan Aruch, we're going El Seder Malachos, because Shabbos just doesn't lend itself to being learned El Seder Shulchan Aruch, and even El Seder Malachos, so things are aniyim b'makam achar, ashir b'makam achar, a lot of the malachos, there may be a line in the Gemara here, a line in the Gemara there, maybe a Sifin Shulchan Aruch here, a Sifin Shulchan Aruch there, so some malachos, you have a full siman, you know where everything is. You know where Bor is, you know where Sochet is. But other than that, we'll try to guide you. But the expectation is that whatever sugyas we're looking at, when we flag those sugyas, you should try to do the sugyas inside Gemara Rishonim to the extent that you can. The Beis Yosef should usually highlight what the Ki Rishonim are lahalacha. But the expectation is that wherever we guide to look at the sugya, you look at the sugya minimally with the Rishona that we tell you to take a look at, and you'll be going through for the relevant simanim, relevant seifim, whether seifim bodidim, Tor Beis Yosef, Mechaber Ramah, Mishnah Brura. If there's a Magna Ram Mataz to see inside, we'll tell you what to see inside, but minimally, at least Tor Beis Yosef, Mechaber Ramah, Mishnah Brura, together with the other Mar Makamas. So in terms of what you should at least have Gemara Shabbos, you should at least have a Tor and a Shulchan Aruch, and you should at least have a Mishnah Brura. You can have, it's probably more convenient to have a Tor Shulchan Aruch in the same volume, either this edition that has everything in one volume, or the other Machon Yerushalayim or Tomer Devorah editions that have two volumes for Hilchos Shabbos, or three volumes, depending on the printing. In terms of Rishonim on Maseches Shabbos, you have all the standard Rishonim. You have Ramban, Rashba, Ritva. In the Rans, you have two Chidushei Rans. You have the real Ran and the fake Rans. So the Chidushei Ran Hamichasim L'Ran, which isn't the Ran, but some other Rishon, that's what the Masad Rav Kook prints as Masad Rav Kook Chidushei Ran, which is different than the Chidushei Ran in the classic print, which is probably the authentic Chidushei Ran. In the Chidushei Ran that was published Al Shas, at least the edition that I have, the volume on Shabbos has both of them in the same krach. So that's in terms of classic Rishonim, and then you have all the other Rishonim that you'd expect to find, or you would find in the Kovach Shitas Kamai, or other collections of the lesser known or lesser used Rishonim. In terms of Sfarim on Maseches Shabbos going beyond Rishonim, so two classic Sfarim among the later Achronim are the Shvisas HaShabbos and the Igle Tal. Shvisas HaShabbos was written by Rav Yitzchak Maltzin, who was dying in Kelm, and then he was a Ram in Radin, and then he made Aliyah B'Sof Yamav and ended up being a Ram in Eitz Chaim in Yerushalayim. So Shvisas HaShabbos, it was only written on Sidur D'Pas, so it's only through Afia, and the Igle Tal, but the Avnei Nez is also classic, but also only written al Sidur D'Pas. He didn't get further. The Avnei Nezer writes in his Hakdama that he only wrote this chibur when he got older and was unable to give shiurim on a regular basis to Talmidim. He wasn't well enough to give shiurim, so then he focused on writing. But that also only goes through Sidur D'Pas. In the fancy print in the Igle Tal, they print in the back all the other chuas of the Avnei Nezer, I'll say to Malachos from the Avnei Nezer, but the Igle Tal is a chibur, that itself only is on Sidur D'Pas. Then in terms of the Halacha L'maisa Svarim of the last generation or two, which all of which we should be quoting at some point, it's kedai to have at least some Kisser Svarim in your library. I'm not telling you to go buy all of them. I imagine some of them you probably have already, but just to point out what's out there. So you have Rabbi Gedalia Felder, Zichrono Livracha, who was a Rav in Toronto, dying for Best in America as well, who wrote many Halacha L'maisa Svarim a generation ago. He passed away already, I think, circa 1990. But those were classic Svarim that he wrote, almost the first of, you know, some of them were the first of the genre. So he has three volumes of Yisod Yeshurin al Shabbos, two on Malachas, and the third on other Shabbos matters. In terms of other Shabbos matters, to spell out if it wasn't clear, as I said, we'll barely be able to cover what we want in Malachas. We don't have time to do Muksa. We don't have time to do the essays. I think when Rabbi Leibowitz gave Shirim on Shabbos last time in Yeshiva, he covered Muksa and essays and everything. I don't know how he did it, but I can't. So I've Od Chazal Namoed, but that's not part of the curriculum here. Rabbi Shimon Eider, Talmud of Ramosha, was one of the early English Kitzur Svarim, so he has also on the volume in Hilchos Shabbos, also only on Sidur D'Pas. He only got through Bishul Afi as well, but many Psachim for Ramosha. In the back, he wrote Shilas to Ramosha, the Ramosha responded. Those are reprinted in one of the posthumous volumes of Igros Moshe, although she was to Rabbi Eider, but they're originally printed in the back of Rabbi Eider's own book. So that's a classic that we'll be quoting often, at least for Sidur D'Pas. Obviously, Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasim of Neubert is a classic, which B'Sof Yamav, he came out with a third edition, which is only corresponding to volume one. The original Shmir Shabbos that came out decades ago was only one volume. Then at some later point, he had a Chelik Beis on the essays of Shabbos and Yantiv. And then B'Sof Yamav, he reprinted a much expanded version of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, but only corresponding to Chelik Aleph, including the Hakdama to Malachos that he had written as a separate volume previously. So that's combined into the third edition of Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, which is a classic I think every Jewish home must have, if you don't. Rabbi Ribiat, four volumes in English, Lamentas Malachos, which came out at this point probably 25 years ago, became very popular when that was printed. Large English volume. It's a little bit tedious in terms of the footnotes are all printed at the back, so you have to keep your finger in two places if you want to see what he's quoting, because there's no correspondence. Have to figure out where the footnotes are, not so easy to find, but that's became another classic. And then the last 20 years, to other sets have become classic. One is the Orach HaShabbos, which they just came out. He came out with a fourth volume a few years ago. So now it's three volumes on Melachos, fourth volume Melachos and Mukzah, fourth volume on the Essays of Shabbos, Rabbi Rubin, and Rabbi Karp from Keriat Sefer, who keeps on churning out phenomenal Halacha L'maaseh Sfarim. We're big fans of. So on Shabbos he has four volumes of Hilchos Shabbos V'Shabbos. Rav Avadia has six volumes of Chazon Avadia on Shabbos. I think the last volume of Shabbos is the last volume that he printed B'Chayev, or that was worked on B'Chayev. But six volumes of Chazon Avadia. So those are classic Kisser Sfarim of the last generation or two that cover some Malachos and some all Malachos. When we go through the Malachos, there will be some Malachos that have specialty Sfarim, like the Ayil Meshulash on Borer. He also has in Shtar Yedotos and Ma'amir, which we're not going to get to. And Rabbi Simcha Benam Kohn, our scroll, Shabbos Home, Shabbos Kitchen, and Shabbos something else. So those are other volumes of note. Again, you should probably have some Kisser Sfarim in your library just to reference. But these are the ones that I'm aware of that we like and we'll be quoting at some point. In terms of schedule of chaburos, generally speaking, we'll aim to have two chaburos a week. I reserve the right on occasion to do three if I see that we need to cover ground that we're falling behind, or somehow the pace of chaburos is lagging behind where everyone's holding in their hachana. But as a lechachila matter, chaburos should be Sunday and Wednesdays. My thought process is that Sunday and Wednesday both at the beginning of Seder, but if there is a preference, aside from Gabe, who I know his preference, but if there's a preference to do it at the end of Seder, I'm open to that. Just with Sundays, my sense is that sometimes people have chasms or other things that they may need to leave Seder earlier when that happens. So the beginning of Seder is a more predictable time or a safer time than the end of Seder. Anyone disagree with that? Okay. And Wednesday, my cheshbon of having the beginning of Seder as opposed to the end of Seder is that the Kol Chaburah is the end of Seder. So some guys may want to attend Rosh Hashanah Chaburah when he gives Chaburah, so at least to leave that option and not to be competing with Rosh Hashanah, the Wednesdays will try to have the Chaburah at the beginning of Seder. Okay. In terms of Bechinas, we more or less follow the same schedule of the regular Kollel for Bechinas, four Bechinas a year, roughly around the same time as the regular Kollel Bechinas, maybe a week or two off in either direction, depending on where a good hard stop is for our Limud. But basically, we're looking at four Bechinas during the course of the year, and we'll give a week for Chazara, more or less, prior to each Bechina. So we should have four Chazara weeks built into the Limud through the year. And we go straight from now till the end of June, with the exception of Yom Kippur to Sukkot and Pesach and the Sunday of Chanukah and Purim. I think those are the only official vacation days for Smicha.
Thursday afternoon Thanksgiving.
That's like a suffix. but we don't have Shir on Thursdays anyway. Okay, and just like the rest of the Kollel, I think the expectation is that you should be learning during Kollel Seder on the first floor of the Beis Medrash. I think that's the expectation of the regular Kollel, so that applies to us as well. Any other questions? Yeah? No? Okay. Yeah?
I don't think I know.
Announcement.
Last year we took a long time to get to this, but I'll collect numbers. We can do a WhatsApp group earlier in the year. That helps. Really.
That's fine. I'm not on WhatsApp, but you're free to create a WhatsApp group. And you know, my preferred mode of communication, because I use it, is Google Groups. Maybe a little outdated, but I'm assuming everyone sees their email at least at some point. So I'll be communicating on Google Groups. If you create a WhatsApp group and someone can just forward it if I put in the Google Groups to the WhatsApp, that's great if you're going to see that faster. Do people really see? Does everyone have email on their phone?
Yeah.
That's like it was more for Hawk.
I'm sorry, more for Hawk. So you're free to create a WhatsApp group and just leave me out of it. Okay. Yeah.
Regardless of a kits or svarim, are they just basically the same content organized differently and presented differently, or are there other substantive differences between different kits or svarim? And how do we go about choosing which one is right for us?
So, some svarim are different svarim are styled differently. So, for example, Rabbi Karp does a phenomenal job of working through Rishonim and Nesukim in the Funot in a way that you don't really see to that degree in other Rishonim. So he'll tell you a psak in the text, but he'll really work through how he got there in the Funot, and that could take a few pages. Rabbi Karp quotes a lot from Rava Yashiv. Shri Shabbos has a lot from Rishon Zaman. So if you want Rishon Zaman's psakim, the place to look is the Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos doesn't work through Rishon in the footnote. It's kind of a more bottom line point without the analysis. Rav Avadya Kedarko quotes everyone. He's not going to tell you the other contemporary post necessarily, but he'll tell you everything up to him and what he thinks the bottom line is. So different, Rabbi Eider will tell you Rav Moshe's psakim. So different svarim have different styles. Certain people have preference for certain things. I'm not going to tell you. They're all good. And we'll be quoting all of them.
What is it about the Shmir Shabbos Kil Chasa which makes it a must-have for every person's library?
The fact that it's organized in a concise and methodical way. Also, I'll say to Malachas, it's easy, relatively easy to find things, and he deals with a lot of the contemporary Shilas, and he has a lot from Rav Zaman. Now, the later Svarim after that also quotes Shmir Shabbos. So, if you look at an Orcha Shabbos, Orcha Shabbos will also give you the Hilas of Shmir Shabbos and quote that. So, you can see what you like as you go. Okay, so with that, I think we might as well just start a little bit of Hakdama now to get the ball rolling. We'll talk a little bit just about the source of Malachos and obviously Toldos. Whatever we're going to talk about today and Wednesday, Mirz Hashem, in terms of Hakdama, is really Rosh Hashanah. Just I feel it can't jump into Malachos without setting certain ground rules or certain basics about Malachos. But it's really Rosh Hashanah in the sense that a lot of this will be fleshed out as we get into the Limud. So the Gemara on Daf Memtes Amud Beis. About a third of the way down, the Gemara has, and also I think I mentioned in the email, but my strong preference is that when you come to Shir, you have a Gemara Shabbos and at least a Gemara Shabbos and Mishavru with you. If you have it on your computer and you can flip through it or find things easily, fine, but we should be able, when we open up a Gemara Shulchan Aruch, you should be able to follow along quickly and easily. So Gemara has an Daf Memtes Amud Beis about a third of the way down. Hadi Yasu Yikami Bailuhu Had the Tanad Avos Malachos Arvam Chaser Achas Kenegan B. So what is the correspondence? Where do we get the number of 39 Malachos from? That's the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel that lists the 39 Malachos. So the Gemara first says Amud Chanina Darchama Kenegan Avodas Hamishkan. And Yonzer Reb Lazer Kosev Shem Reb Yosef and Lukunya Kenegan Malachim Malachdo. 39 instances in the Torah where the term malacha is used. Tosos here, Yibam Askel Keneged, rejects the possibility that everyone agrees Mishkan plays a role. It also thinks that this is a absolute machlokes. If you say, based on the terminology malacha in the Torah, then you're not learning anything from Mishkan. And the Chacham Yisvar, the Ramban, the Rashba here disagree. And they think that Mishkan informs both opinions, even if you learn from Lafto, but it's somewhat modified, still modified, by the Malachas that existed the Mishkan. In terms of Mishkan, Diglai Tal points out in his Hakdama, Machlokes, whether to the extent that Mishkan is a model for Malachos, is that Avodas HaMishkan, or is that avodah sakarbanos? Is it hashkamas of Mishkan rather? Is it the malachas that went into constructing the Mishkan, or is it the malachas that went into avodos ha-karbanos? So the Ishlital quotes that there's a Rashi on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that's in that Mishnah that we just referenced, that introduces the list of lamitas malachos. The Rashi there writes that Zriya and Kitsira were in the Samimanim of the Mishkan when they needed to produce dyes. The Glital says, Rashi doesn't tell you that they were using Zriya and Kitsira for planting chitin for Menachos, only for Tzviya, the materials used in the construction of the Mishkan. That sounds like Rashi's assuming that the model for Melachos is Hakamas HaMishkan and not Avodas HaKarbanos. He also quotes in the same vein the Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara asks, when it comes to the malacha of Ofeh, why is it that we talk about Afia as opposed to Bishol? Amar Papa, that's 6 lines down, Shavak Tani Didan Bishol Samamanim David B'Mishkan Vinakar Ofa. So the time of the Mishnah highlights Afia, not Bishol, even though Bishol Samamanim existed in the Mishkan. And the time chooses to quote Ofa, which sounds like did not exist in the Mishkan as obviously. So my answer is Tani Didan Sidur de Pasnaka. They were talking Afia as opposed to Bishol because we're talking about Sidur de Pas, and Ofa is part of Sidur de Pas as opposed to Bishol, even though at first glance Afia wasn't the Mishkan. So what do you mean Afia wasn't the Mishkan? Wasn't there Afia's Lechem upon him? Again, sounds like Rashi is assuming that we're focusing on the Avodas, the Malachas involved in Hakamas HaMishkan, not in Avodas HaKarbanos. And the Glital points out that there's a Rav Haigo, quoted in Shuvas HaRambam, based on Yerushalmi, that says otherwise. Yerushalmi has that there were Yud Aleph Malachos involved in the Korban Tamid and in the Chavitei Kohen Gadol. And those are the basis of Melech HaShabbos. That's clearly talking about Avodas HaKarbanos and not Hakamas HaMishkan. So the Gital goes back and forth with Rashi in both directions, deals with the Kashas in both directions, but he points out this seems to be Machlokas, Rashi, and Rav Haigo. Yeah.
How does the Haigo not understand this Gemara?
So if you look at the Gital, he goes back and forth with all the details of how to get out of the Rashi's in both directions. But we're not. I'm just highlighting that this Bachlokas exists. We're not going into the details now. Okay. And we also have to mention, and this will be with us for all of Melachos Shabbos, the difference between Avos and Toledos. Which, if you never learned Melachos Shabbos, at least you probably learned Bava Kamma. So you got somewhere passed out onto Daf Beis, you know from there that there's such a notion of Avos and Melachos when it comes to Melachos Shabbos. But the Gemara introduces this to us in Shabbos on Daf Ayin, bottom of Aleph on Tam Beis. Achas me achas, heina me heina. Achas shi heina, heina shi achas. Achas shimon, me achas shemi shimon. Heina avos mehena toladas. So Gemara derives from me'achas mehena that there's such a notion of avos and there's such a notion of toladas. The Prima Gadim in his Psicha to Hilchos Shabbos quotes a Yerushalmi, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis. The Yerushalmi has the following: Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Avden Havei Vahada Pirka Tlas Shnin Upalot. So they were working on the sugya for 3.5 years. Afkun Minei Arba'in Chaser Achas Talados Al Kol Chad V'Chad. They were able to derive 39 talados for each of the Avos Malacha. And then, fascinating line, which we should hold on to until we get to Makar the Patish, Yerushalmi says, Man da ashikon mismach samchon, hadalo ashikon mismach avdunei mishamaka patish. So whatever they're able to pin to one of the malachas, they pin to one of the malachas. Everything that they could define as a talad of an av, they did. And whatever was left at the end, they pinned on Makar the Patish. So whether Makar the Patish is really a catch-all malacha, we'll have to say for... we get the Makar the Patish, hopefully. But the first line is what's of interest to us now. The Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're able to derive 39 toledos for each of the Avos Malach. Now it's clear that a toledo of Malacha is a Malacha Daraisa as well. That if one violates a toledo, that's a violation of an Issa Daraisa of Malacha's Shabbos. So what is the difference between an Av and a Tolada? So this you probably know from Bava Kama Daf Beis, but the parallel Gemara here is on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Michti, about 15 lines down, on Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, if you have it in front of you, Aha Mechayev, Aha Mechayev. So here we're talking about Hotsah and Achnasa. So Gemara says, bottom line, if you're chayiv for an av, you're chayiv for a talaga, a mai kari la av, a mai kari la haitalda. So what difference does it make? What's the significance of whether you address something as an av or a talaga? Bottom line, both of those are malachos daraisa. Nafkamina, the av is shtei avas badi adadi, inami shtei taladas badi adadi, a chayiv tarti. That if you violate two avos, you're chayiv twice. If you violate two taladas, you're chayiv twice. The avid avid taladi didei lo mechayiv al chada. But if you violate an avid it's talada, you're only chayiv once. That's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is whether if you perform an av and its own talada, two separate actions of malacha, are you chayiv once or twice? If it's a talada, the same av, you're only chayiv once. The Gemara says that's the machlokas tanan. That's according to Chachamim. But Lord Lazar de Mechaiva Talada Makam Av, Amai Karlu Av, Amai Karlu Talda. But according to Lazar, he says, no, even Talada Makam Av, if you perform a Talada the same Av, you're Chayiv twice. So why do we call one an Av? Why do we call one a Talada? Now it happens to be Halach Lamai, so we pass him like the Chachamim. Rambam Perek Zayin, the Rambam and the Perek Zayin, Halach Zayin, Halach Fes. So we pass him like the Chachamim. That the attack is the nafkamina between av and talada, that if you perform a talada the same av, you only chayiv once. But the Gemara says, according to Rav Lazar, who says that even talada melkam av, you're chayiv twice, what's the nafkamina? The Gemara answers, hach to have b'mishkan chashiva kari le'av, hach to lo have b'mishkan chashiva lo kari le'av. That which was in the mishkan chashuv is called an av. That which is not in the mishkan chashiva is not called an av. Then we have another nafkamina inami, hafti ksiva kari av, hadi lo ksiva kari leitalda. So what's his first answer for Blazer? Hafti av admission chashiva kari leav, hafti lo admission chashiva lo kari leav. Doesn't sound like addressing the question. The question was, according to Blazer, that you're chayiv to love the Malkam Av, so what's the nafkamina between Av? What's the nafkamina between Tolda? If you read the Gemara's answer literally, it says that which was in the Mishkan is Chashiv and is called an Av. That which was not in the Mishkan is not Chashiv, is not called an Av. Okay, but if you're Chayiv for both of them, then what's the nafkamina?
Was Gemara asking for nafkamina or just says my Karlai?
Say my Karlai. So, Pashas is you're Bechayim to the Ramban. Or maybe further Ramban, but the Pashas of Gemara would be Amai Karulei, meaning what's the Nafkamina? we're not just using nomenclature for the sake of using nomenclature. There has to be some reason that we categorize a certain way. So the Ramban says what you said, we'll get to that in a minute. The Tosfos raises the possibility here. Tosfos Dimaskul or Blazer both here and in Shabbos. So maybe what the Gemara means to say, it's not really clear how this fits into the words. But Tosfos raises the possibility. Maybe what the Gemara means to say is an afkamina is, do you have to give a hasra of the talad of Hashem Af? That if you perform an Amalacha, and then you perform a talada, the same av malacha, are you chai for that talada if the hasra is formulated in terms of the talada and not in terms of the av? So maybe that's an afkamina. You have to figure out how that fits into the words if that is the intention. But Aaron is mechavin to the Ramban. The Ramban here, Dibur Maskil Lulur Blazer, says, yeah, in a chanami, there's no, according to a blazer, there's taka no nafkamina. Umifarkinan, where blazer, be'emes lo nafkala midi, le'inyan dina, ela hachta avi mishkan chashiva v'kar le'av, hachta lo avi mishkan lo chashiva v'kar le'tolva. In a chanami, there's no nafkamina l'mais, according to a blazer, what's an av, what's a tolda. Both of them are malachos daraisa, and it's just a matter of formulation.
Two
toldos
of the same av is chayav
achas or chayav shtayim? Two toldos of the same av, according to the chachamim, if you perform a tolad and av didei, you're only chayav once. If you perform two toldos, you're vayter only chayav once. According to Reb Lazer, that you're chayav be tolada makam av, then you're chayav fais.
But according to the chacham, if two different toladas are the same av, you're chayav once. According to the chacham, there's still enough gemina between av and the tolda. You might as well just call them all avos.
What do you mean?
I mean, what difference does it make that within Zoraya there's an av of Zoraya and a told of Zoraya? If as long as you do anything under the category of Zoraya, you're only ever going to be chayav once. Whether you do five of those or you do five toldos, as long as they're all under the category of Zoraya, you're only chayav once, then you still don't need this distinction between av and tolda.
I'm sorry, no, one second. Yeah. No, I misspoke. I forgot to bring a ram. I don't have a ram here. Thanks. If I do an Av of Malacha A and a Tlad of Malacha B, I'm chayiv twice. If I do an Av of Malacha A and Av of Malacha B, I'm chayiv twice. If I do an Av of Malacha A and a Tlad of Malacha A, I'm chayiv once. If I do a Tlad of... If I do two Tladas of Malacha A, saying if it was the case that if you did two taladas of the same malacha, that you're chayiv. Once, then you're saying there's no nafkamina to nav and a talada.
Yeah, meaning you might as well just say that there's an umbrella, and within that umbrella, there's no difference between nav and a talada. It's just, is this in the category of zareah? Is it not in the category of zareah?
That's the hub for you.
What's the difference between an Amnatol though?
I mean,
how do you know
what it is?
I mean, if you're saying there's a category of Zoraya, then you're saying there's not.
But then, if you feel the bound, that there could be multiple things that are other or some Zoraya. Like, you know, Tega is an app of Zoraya. Like, Zoraya includes different things that are also.
Right, so that will get to that. That may be a different category of Ne'e Malach Achas.
But we came to just say the Gemara was asking what's the difference in being a different Av and a Tolda, the same Av. I mean, they're fine. If the Gemara's question was, what's the difference between being an Av of this, like Nichal this Av and Tolda this Av, there's no Nachamina. You didn't feel like a Chachamim. The Gemara was asking, what's the difference between being a different Av versus a Tolda?
You have him?
Actually, right, Shtei Toldas and Shtei Avis. Mashma, if it's two Toldas of the same Avis, it would be a different thing.
Masha, that if it was two toldos of the same Av, then...
Then you only once.
Yep.
That's
right, so Rashi is supposedly saying that.
So you're saying it's Rashi. So you're saying it's
Rashi.
Rashi, okay, let me think about that. So again, the Gemara says, according to Lazar, who's mechayv to Lazar Machem Av, what's the nafkamina, or a micro lav, a micro letolda? The Tosa says maybe the nafkamina is when the Gemara answers hachla mishne chashiva karli av. Maybe the Gemara is talking about whether you have to be masker the tolada v'shem av. The Ramban says in a chanami there's no nafkamina; it's simply a matter of formulation. To Gabe's point, the Gemara also has on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis towards the top. The Gemara says, "Hazareya vazomer vanoteya vamavach v'marka kulmach achasim." So planting and pruning, seeding and pruning and planting and grafting and putting the branches under the ground is all malach achas. My kamashalan. If you perform multiple malachos, me'ein malacha achas, you're only chayiv once. So is this another category that's distinct from av and talada? Osa malachos harbe me'ein malacha achas. So the Rambam does have, in the end of Perek Zayin, the Rambam, in the beginning, beginning in Halacha Beis and On, tells you that they're Avos and they're Tolados. And then the end of the parak, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, Osam Malachas Harbe Me'em Malacha Achas Behelam Echad Enochayv Elochadas Achas. If you perform multiple Malachas Me'em Malacha Achas, you only chayv once. The Rambam already told you that if you perform a Tolada and an Av together, you only chayv once. That's Halacha Zayin. And Halacha Tes, the Rambam is telling you, Osam Malachas Harbe Me'em Malacha Achas is only chayiv once. Keitzad, Ereshit Zara, Benata, Behevra, Behirkiv, Zamar, Melam Ephod, Eino chayiv el Achazes Achaz, Shekulan, Av, Echad, Hein, they're all the same Av. So in practice, whether it's another category or not, it's essentially the same as a, the effect is the same as a Talada relative to an Av. If you perform an Av and a Talada the same Av, you're only chayiv once, Walacha. And if you perform multiple malachas, name malacha achas bel mechad, you're only chayiv once as well. Says the Magid Mishnah, Halacha Dalid, Vida, Shekavanus Rabbeinu hi, Shekol malacha shidom la'av, Bidin yon gamor. So any malacha that has the same general appearance as an av, ela shechaluka mimena ve'echus ha'pu'ula, but it's different in the quality of the action of the ve'echus ha'nifal, or the quality of the result that which the malacha is applied to. Harezu av kimosa. So if something has basically the same appearance as the Av, but has a difference either in Echos HaPu'ul or Echos HaNifal, it's the same Av. And that's Malachas Harbim, Ein Malacha Achas. Aval Malacha Domula B'Mixas, but if it's only somewhat comparable, he and Echos HaLod. V'mashal Lezeh, HaKoser Rabotzer, so harvesting and harvesting grain, or harvesting wheat, harvesting grapes, shehem b'dimyon gamor. So it's the same basic action. They're both harvesting, just harvesting different crops. El shechalukan and nifalin. The difference is the crop that you're harvesting. V'cheno zareya v'noteya. Putting seeds and planting. V'cheno choresh v'chofer. Shehem chalukei echus hapu'ula. So their difference is in the quality of the action. Avalheim b'dimyon gamor, but it's essentially the same malacha. That's what we mean, kula malacha achas. Aval v'she'ein sham el ksas dimyon, kegon v'chatech es hayarek she'ein adoma l'tchina, rak v'yasos b'guf echad gufim rabim. That's a tolada. So cutting up vegetables relative to grinding, so there's a bigger difference between cutting and grinding, even though at some level they both have a similar result, but the action is different enough that mechatech yirakos is considered a tolad of tochein and not the same av. So it sometimes may be hard to, within the Magen Mishnah's categorization, to figure out what's considered close enough of a malacha and what's only a difference between Echos HaNifal, Echos HaPu'ula. But that's the general framework that the Magen Mishnah uses to distinguish between what's considered a tolada and what's considered to be Me'ein Malacha Achas. And in practice, there isn't that much of a difference, because a malacha, Me'ein Malacha Achas, performed the Helam Echad with another malacha, Me'ein Osa Malacha, is chayiv once, and a tolada v'makam av also is only going to be chayiv once. Yeah. So, as a practical matter, on all these counts, there isn't much of an afkamina, even if la'alacha, we do pass in like the Chachamim of Lazer that a tolada v'makam av is only Kali once, but we're not meeting out Mises Besdin or bringing Korbanos nowadays. So in practice, there isn't really enough Nafkamina Lalacha, and in practice, there isn't much enough Nafkamina between Mei Malacha Achas or Tulod Makam Av either. Everything, bottom line, is a Malacha Daraisa. But just since we will be using terminology of Avos and Tolodos throughout the year, at least have some basic baseline understanding of where that comes from. There may be a couple other minimal nafkaminas between Tolodos and Avos, so maybe we'll just talk about briefly next time. And then, Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll talk a little bit about the difference between Malacha Daraisa and Malacha Darabanan, categories of Malacha Darabanan, and the criterion of Malachas Machsheves in terms of how we define the Malacha Daraisa versus Malacha Darabanan. Yeah.
If two Avos are main Malacha Achas,
right,
and you do Tolada of one, mm-hmm, and then the Ava of the other, or Tolada of the other, is that also Chayav
Achas? It would sound like it would be Chayav Achas. The Rambam's not mefurish about that, but should sound like it'd be Chayav Achas. Okay, so let's stop here. And Mirtz Hashem, we will meet again Wednesday at 3. So you should have Mar Mekomos. If you want to work on Malachas Rabbanon, or if you want to get a head start on Bash, either way, that's up to you. But I hope to go through whatever other Hakdama we'll go through.